The presidential race could come down to slim margins in just a handful of swing states, which means, as we all know, every vote counts in places like Michigan and Wisconsin. One lasting issue that could hurt Vice President Kamala Harris is the criticism from some within her own party over the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Minnesota Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
On the final evening of the Democratic National Convention this summer in Chicago, Michigan delegate Abbas Alawiyev addresses a large scrum of reporters outside the United Center.
This is a watershed moment where Americans all across the country, where Democrats all across the country are saying, "Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!" Alawiyev helped launch the Uncommitted movement in Michigan. It led to some Democratic voters across the country protesting President Biden's stance on Gaza by selecting uncommitted or uninstructed on their ballots. 36 uncommitted delegates were allocated to the convention. That's less than 1% of the more than 3,800 who were pledged to President Biden and ultimately supported Harris. In Chicago, they staged a sit-in, demanding a Palestinian-American address the convention. While unsuccessful in getting a speaker on stage, Alawiyev did not sound defeated.
This is the Democratic Party. This is the coalition we are building for the next 4 years for equal rights for all.
But now it's October, and many within the protest movement are still not pleased.
I'll be voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I don't feel good about it.
That's Sam Doten, an uncommitted delegate from Minnesota, the state that sent the most to the convention. Doten has been active in organizing for Democrats in the past, but says this year he's not volunteering for the Harris campaign.
I'm talking about hitting doors, you know, talking to all my friends, encouraging them to vote for this ticket, and they've made it impossible for me to put in that work and take that position.
Other delegates say they're still trying to make up their minds. Some say they're voting third party or even leaving the top of the ballot blank. Leaders of the National Uncommitted Movement are not endorsing Harris or former President Donald Trump or third-party options. Just this week, the group posted a video online where a co-founder said the situation could get much worse under Trump. The voters who protested in the primary election are now left to decide on their own. Taher Herzala is a Minnesotan PhD student with family in Gaza. He says he's not voting for the Democratic ticket.
On November 6th, we'll be able to say we told you so. In the event that, you know, Donald Trump or somebody else wins the presidency.
Herzala says he can't forgive top Democrats for the Biden administration's policies in the region. Some Democrats offer a warning for not backing their presidential candidate.
Donald Trump was a disaster for human rights all around the world, and he would be an even worse disaster for the Palestinian people.
That's former Michigan Congressman Andy Levin. He notes it was Trump who pushed to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a longstanding goal of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Levin made the comments during a virtual summit of Engage last week, one of the nation's largest Muslim American voter mobilization groups, which endorsed Harris and Walz. Governor Walz also joined the summit.
We all know on here this war must end, and it must end now. The vice president's working every day to ensure that.
But that message isn't changing how some of these dissatisfied voters are feeling going into Election Day. Matt Grossman, a political scientist at Michigan State University, says the uncommitted movement has been successful at raising attention about how Democrats talk about and mobilize around the Middle East.
That just doesn't necessarily translate into actual changes in U.S. foreign policy, especially when there's a longstanding alliance that they're trying to disrupt and a lot of people mobilizing on the other side as well.
Now, those Democratic voters who hope they could change their candidate's foreign policy position have to commit to how they think their vote can best help reach that goal. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in St. Paul.